zijn nog steeds in de Fountains Abbey. En we hebben al Alice gehoord in een andere uitzending en ze gaat ons iets vertellen.
So we've got lots here for families to do, as well as seeing the ruins and the water garden. We've just reimagined Swanley Grange as a medieval Grange farm, where families and all of our visitors can find out about the Abbey's link to the wool trade here, and that was something that made the Abbey very wealthy back when the monks were working on the land. So there's lots to do in there. There's heritage crafts, weaving and knitting, and there's a vegetable garden where we grow heritage herbs, and there's some varieties of heritage beans in there at the moment. So there's lots to do down at Swanley Grange, and we also have the new play area, which is not far from Swanley Grange as well, a gigantic adventure playground with a mini wooden abbey for children to play in as well. So there's also lots for families here too, and lots of events that we run throughout the year.
Yeah, what I noticed, it's very important that children meet the heritage here.
Yes, definitely. I think that is one of our aims at the National Trust as well, to keep these places alive for everyone to learn about history forever. So it is very important that we introduce children to that, and they are introduced to heritage and history in a fun way as well. Yes.
It's kind of education and fun. It's a kind of combination, I think.
It is, yes, definitely. That's what we aim to get, the balance between fun and history here.
People who have to see it, they have to come, but there's also a website.
There is a website, yes, you can have a little look at www.nationaltrust.org.uk/Fountains Abbey.